Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, the government has today published its response to the recommendations of the Citizens' Assembly on biodiversity loss. In March of last year, the Assembly, chaired by Dr. Evie Nihulavan, published some 159 recommendations. So that response comes today. Dr. Evie Nihulavan joins me now. Fáilte Ruth. Now, the government say over 90% of the Citizens' Assembly recommendations on biodiversity loss are now in progress or implemented. Are you happy?
Well, I think this is a very positive response, and it reflects the importance of the issue of biodiversity loss. And it also reflects, I think, the time and dedication and care that the members of this Citizens' Assembly took in considering this very complex issue and bringing back those recommendations. And it's very heartening to see how many of them are now, as you say, in progress or implemented. So I think it's a good news day for the environment and for nature.
No, I haven't seen a breakdown. I'd love to see a breakdown on how many have been implemented in full and how many are in progress, because out of the 159 recommendations, for example, I don't know if this is true, 10 could be fully implemented and 149 are in progress. So do you know what the breakdown is?
Off the top of my head, I actually didn't sit and count them, unfortunately. I know that 149 of the recommendations are in progress or implemented. And I guess it's various stages of progress. But I think we can be positive about the fact that work has started on them at least. And I think out of the 159 recommendations made by the members of this assembly, who were from all across the country, from different parts of rural and urban Ireland, and that only 10 of them are not being implemented, I think that that's hugely heartening.
Well,
and it's great that
I haven't seen the breakdown.
Voice.
I haven't seen the breakdown. Right. But it just strikes me, though, that on presenting your report that at that time, you emphasised the need for urgency, didn't you, given the scale of the crisis that we face. And you published your report in March of last year, as I said.
Yeah.
Now, you said at the time we were at a critical juncture. Are you disappointed even that it's taken a year and a half for the government to respond?
Well, it's not only us that say we're at a critical juncture. The COP, the meeting of all nations looking at biodiversity, is happening right now. And they're also saying, as are many scientists, that this is a critical juncture for biodiversity and it is urgent that we act. But I think while it's a year and a half since we published the report, the fact that these are in progress, much of this work actually began as soon as the report was launched. And it's great to see that the National Parks and Wildlife Service is getting better resourcing. By the end of this year, every local authority will have a biodiversity officer, that we have the climate fund now as well. So there's lots of points that are very good. And I think while this matter is urgent, I think we need to remember that nature is very resilient. And once we start helping her along, I think there's every possibility that we can change the tide and get those trends going in the right direction.
And it's important to be positive. But I suppose it's important as well to be realistic as to the rate of progress. Because you said it, I distinctly remember a conversation even at the time, even though it was a year and a half ago. You said that we were consistently losing our hedgerows, likened by one speaker of the Assembly to the blood supply system of the countryside, that only 2% of the country has native woodland. Over a quarter of Ireland's regularly occurring bird species are in danger of extinction, and at least one third of protected species are declining. I just wonder, have we managed to reverse any of those trends?
No, well, I will say that those statistics are hugely depressing. And I think the most depressing part was that almost 50% of our freshwater systems were in poor or deteriorating condition. And the members of the Assembly took all of this news very gravely. And that's why they gave such detailed recommendations back to government. And I think on that, while it's too soon to talk about trends changing, it has only been a year and a half. I think one thing that citizens' assemblies do very well in Ireland is they start the conversation at the kitchen table or at the coffee counter or at the counter at the pub. People are talking about biodiversity now. And while we have lots of policy responses here in this report today, I've heard of a plethora of examples of individuals, private landowners, even groups of people my own age pulling together, buying land to plant native trees, to restore peatlands. So I do feel like there's a movement happening. I think people are now refocusing on what they'd like to get from our back from our environment in Ireland.
Do you believe that despite the government today telling the Taoiseach today telling a group of farmers from the IFA in Kildare that one of his top priorities is retaining the nitrates derogation, which he described as a national asset?
And I won't go into a debate on that, but there was a recommendation in this the Citizens Assembly that we should reduce the amount of nutrients that are going into the land. Obviously, government have to balance up everything in that. And I think there's a good conversation that has to happen about this, because we'll only find progress through dialogue. But for certain, we have to make sure that the quality of our fresh water is improving, as the members of this assembly have said. And while there was nothing specific on the nitrates directive in that, they did say that they wanted less nutrients in the land, but also that farmers are absolutely key to any work that has to happen for nature and the environment. Our farmers are the ones who know what is happening in the land around them. They're the ones who are tuned in. They're the ones now who are actually turning this around.
Okay.
And it's great to see so many new projects and new funding going towards farmers for this type of work to improve biodiversity.
Well, thanks a million for joining us again on the programme and giving us your response, Dr. Evie Nihulavon Milabuchas.